Hey guys, how are you today? I hope you've been having a good day. I have. What have I been doing? Well, actually, I'll just go straight into the topic. Today's topic is going to be waking up early. So that's actually, part of what I've been doing today. So recently, I've been waking up earlier than I did before, because when I was living in Tokyo, I was working at an English school. It's a one-to-one English school, and all of my students were adults, so it meant that most of my students came to the school in the evening. Well, actually, there were a lot during the day too, but they continued into the evening, and I would finish work at 10 p.m. Then, after finishing work, I had to, clean up my little office. I had to, of course, pack my things to take back home. I would usually speak to my colleagues, speak to my co-workers, say goodbye and see you tomorrow and that kind of thing. So I would end up leaving work probably, so like I said, I finished at 10 and then I would probably leave about 10:15. Then I had to take the train home, and this train station is so busy, so because this is Tokyo, so even if I wanted to hurry, if I wanted to walk quickly, I couldn't because it was so crowded. So I would eventually get to my platform and take my train. Probably, I think I usually got to the platform about 10:30, between 10:30 and 10:40. So by the time I got home, it was usually 11 p.m. or almost 11 p.m. So, it was late at night when I got home, which meant that I couldn't go to bed until, you need some time to relax. I like to drink a cup of tea in the evening, maybe do some reading. Yeah, have some time to relax before I go to sleep. So I would usually be going to sleep after midnight, usually 12:30, half past midnight, 12:30 or 1 in the morning, 1 a.m. So I would usually be going to bed quite late, which of course meant that I would be waking up late. So I used to often wake up maybe about 9:30 at the earliest, maybe some days a bit earlier actually, some days 8:30, but probably average was 9:30, and then sometimes even 10 a.m. And then I would start work again at 1 p.m. and work through until 10 o'clock at night. So my schedule was more of a evening schedule, waking up late, working into the night, and going to bed late. And I really didn't like that schedule, actually. I don't like that. I don't like waking up late. I'm quite a morning person. I know some people are a bit slow to wake up. My wife wakes up early, but then she takes some time to sort of actually wake up. She opens her eyes, she wakes up, but then takes her maybe 10-20 minutes to feel like she wants to get out of bed. But when I wake up in the morning, I wake up and immediately I want to get out of bed. Often I do some stretching. I like to do a bit of yoga, and then I drink a coffee, and I get straight into my Japanese studies. While I drink my coffee, I usually do flashcards on my phone to help me to memorize vocabulary. And then when I eat my breakfast, I'll watch a Japanese TV show while I eat my breakfast. then I'll usually listen to a Japanese podcast while I clean up after breakfast and brush my teeth and get ready. So every morning, I can, even if it's a busy day, I can always guarantee that I'll get a good hour, maybe 2 hours of study in the morning before I start doing anything else. So I like to keep that kind of routine up. So yeah, I'm very much a morning person. So that schedule in Tokyo, I didn't like that very much. Waking up late, feeling like the whole day is gone. But yeah, now we're living in Okinawa, and now I'm teaching online. You know, I teach on iTalki. The link is in the profile, in the description of my podcast profile, if anyone's interested and would like to take a lesson with me. So I teach online, which means I can set my own schedule. So I close my schedule at 9 p.m. at the moment. If I see that students would like to take later lessons, then maybe I'll make it a bit later. But at the moment, I'm finishing at 9 p.m. and then starting. Yeah, at the moment, I've got to open at 9 a.m. just to see when students are booking in. And yeah, by doing that, by having my own schedule, it means that I can go to bed earlier, and yeah, I can wake up earlier, which I quite like. Because even though my schedule finishes at 9, even if I have a class in the evening, when I finish, because it's online teaching, I'm already at home. I don't need to travel home. So yeah, I can easily just relax and go to sleep after my lesson. So yeah, I quite like this new lifestyle. Because it feels, I don't know, for me it feels like the day is longer when I wake up earlier. Like today, actually, I woke up particularly early. Today I woke up at 5:30. And, you know, the sun was just coming up. So I've had, you know, so much sunlight today because I woke up earlier. You know, it's only 5 p.m. now when I'm recording this. So it's still light here in Okinawa. So I feel like I've had, you know, so much sunlight today. And yeah, I've had like a lot of time to be productive, to get things done. Yeah, to get a lot of study in, to do some work. And yeah, record some podcasts like I'm doing now. And yeah, just generally, yeah, being busy and stuff, being active. So yeah, I quite like that. Yeah, it's a nice lifestyle. How about you? Do you get up early in the morning? You know, some people, you know, really like getting up early. Some people don't like it so much. I know some people, especially like creative people, they feel like they're more creative in the evening. You know, like they can get more, like some artists, musicians, they stay up late. And yeah, they feel like they get more creative. Their brain starts sort of working differently in the evening. Yeah, I don't know about that. I play a bit of music. I play guitar, but yeah, I wouldn't call myself like a serious musician. Actually, at one time, yeah, I was really into music. I was into it. Means I was very much interested in it. I was really into it. And I still am. I still really like playing music, but at the moment I'm focusing a lot on Japanese studies, so a lot of my time is going there, and I'm not playing guitar as much as I used to. But I would like to, yeah, I would like to play more. So I need to get back into it. I need to start playing more guitar again, especially now. Of course, I've still got a long way to go with Japanese. I still need to learn a lot. You know, learning any language is very difficult. But I feel more comfortable with my Japanese these days. I don't feel like such a rush. Before, I felt like, wow, I need to learn quickly. I don't know enough. And yeah, I still feel like that, but not as much as I used to. Yeah, these days I can talk about any topic really, and you know, do everything I need to do here in Japan. Have long conversations with people without too much trouble. But yeah, still lots to learn. Yeah, learning any language is difficult. Now I'm reading a lot of novels in Japanese. I'm reading a Murakami Haruki book at the moment. So yeah, that's a little bit challenging. And yeah, that makes me feel like, oh, I need to study more. But that's how I study, by reading books and by watching TV shows and things. Yeah, so by reading this book, I'm learning a lot of vocabulary and like more complex grammar structures, things like that. I just look up the points that I don't understand. Yeah, waking up early. So yeah, actually a common expression in English, a common proverb. We say the early bird gets the worm. The early bird gets the worm. So, you know, literally means, you know, the worm, the bird that wakes up in the morning before the other birds, you know, as in the thing that flies outside, the birds. The bird that wakes up earliest will be able to catch the worm, you know, will be able to get the food before the other birds. So, yeah, we say the early bird gets the worm. So, you know, it means if you wake up early, then you can achieve more than somebody that doesn't wake up. Because, of course, yeah, you can't do anything if you're asleep. But like I said before, some people are perhaps more productive in the evening. Perhaps they get more done in the evening. But that's how the expression goes. I think there's similar expressions in many languages. I know that at least that Japanese has the same expression. But in Japanese, they say if you wake up early, you get 3 coins. It's like using the old Japanese. So not yen, but mon. And it says, yeah, if you wake up early, you get 3 coins. Apparently, that's a that's a good thing, I guess, getting 3 coins. I guess a long time ago, that was a lot of money. These days, that actually, that expression is used to mean not much at all. It's used to mean little amount, sammon. It means, yeah, not much at all, but I guess it used to be a lot because this expression seems to be a good thing to wake up early and get 3 mon. Yeah. Yeah, but, you know, sometimes proverbs, expressions, they don't make much sense sometimes, especially not these days, because usually they, you know, in a lot of languages, these proverbs, these expressions, they come from a long time ago when people spoke very differently, and then language changes. And, you know, these days, like, people understand the expression, but maybe they don't know exactly why we say that expression. I know there's many in English that people use. They understand, like, the meaning. They understand when to use the expression. But if I ask them, why do we use that expression? A lot of people don't know. I'm quite interested in, you know, of course, I'm a language teacher and a language student. So I'm interested in words, and I'm interested in the origin of words, you know, where words come from, the history of words. So often I like to look up the origin of these expressions. So yeah, when we sort of use these old proverbs, yeah, I like to understand where that comes from. Whereas, yeah, maybe a lot of speakers, they use it, but they don't really know why. They don't know why we say that. Or sometimes people don't even know the full proverb. They just know the first part. So, like, for example, in English, if you're talking about somebody, let's say Jack. I always use that name, Jack. It's a very standard name. So if we're talking about Jack, and then suddenly he appears, he walks into the room. And in English, we say, oh, speak of the devil. Speak of the devil. You know, the devil, the demon that lives in hell. Well, some people believe that. but yeah, speak of the devil. And that's what we say. So you're talking about Jack. Jack appears. Speak of the devil. A lot of native speakers, they don't know why we say that, but we do. It just means like, oh, we talked about Jack. And, you know, while we were talking about him, he appeared. Because actually the full expression is speak of the devil and he will appear. And he will appear. That's the full expression. But many people don't know the second part. They only know the first part. But yeah, you will hear people say that sometimes. Yeah, it might not even be for people. Like if you're talking about the movie Terminator, then you turn on the TV and Terminator is playing on the TV, you can say, oh, speak of the devil. Yeah, if you say that to any native English speaker, they'll understand what you mean. And maybe they'll be impressed that you know that proverb. But yeah, again, it's another proverb that I think you have in different languages. In Japanese, they say, like, speak of the rumor. They say, like, oh, if you say a rumor about somebody, they'll appear. But yeah, in English, ours is speak of the devil, which is a bit more idiomatic. You know, idiomatic means it doesn't really make sense. People just understand it, but it doesn't really make any sense. Yeah, so we say speak of the devil. Anyway, I think that'll do it for today. I forgot what the original topic even was. What was I talking about? Waking up early. Yes, waking up early. Perhaps I need another coffee. Perhaps, yeah, my mind is starting to wander now. Perhaps I've been awake too long after I've been saying that waking up early is so great. But, yeah. Anyway, so I hope you all have a good day, a good afternoon, a good evening, or a good night. And thanks again for listening today, as always. I'll see you all back here next time.